And there's a hardy bush that's been hailed as a great biofuel crop. Jatropha curcus is said to survive in harsh conditions and needs little care. Proponents predict a future in which Jatropha oil will power commercial jets and cars. But in one place where the government has encouraged farmers to plant the bush, things aren't going so well. Nick Wadhams visited a drought-stricken area in Kenya.
The rains have failed for 3 years around here. The earth is bleached dry and dust swirls at the slightest breeze. People are desperate for water and gather here at one of the few boreholes in Kibwezi. Kibwezi's chief, Benson Ngutu, watches as women pour water into yellow jugs strapped to bicycles.
So water is a big problem because of the drought, yeah?
Yeah, no, due to the dryness of the area, now the water has gone far deep in the soil, but we have just a low flow of the water.
But while the drought has put huge pressure on the region, that ought to make Kibwezi perfect territory for Jatropha. The green leafy shrub is said to need little water, and its seeds can be pressed for biofuel oil. Jatropha's chief selling point was that it can grow on land unfit for anything else, so it won't compete with food. That way, it could provide farmers with a cash crop that they could sell. Earlier this decade, Kenya made Jatropha the heart of a 5-year plan to develop a biofuel industry and encouraged farmers to grow the plant on their small plots. Some have had success. That's the sound of waxy, healthy Jatropha leaves at the nearby farm of Boniface Muoki. His farm is seen as a model for Jatropha in the region. Brilliant green plants covered in seeds stand in tidy rows. Muoki's farm is a favorite stopping point for Jatropha advocates trying to win over the skeptics. But he may not be the beacon that he's portrayed to be. Muoki disregarded all the advice about Jatropha and tends his plants fastidiously.
Just like the human body, you have to feed the body, you have to take care of the body, you have to wash, you have to eat good diet to remain healthy. The same for Jatropha.
Muoki's work has paid off. Agricultural officer Festus Mustia looks through a sack of brown, shiny seeds that feel a little oily to the touch.
How do they look, Festus?
Very nice. Very good. They are all, they're healthy greens. They're nice.
However, just up the road from Muoki's success is Wellington Mulwa's 10-acre farm. He also bought into the Jatropha hype. Yet Mulwa's Jatropha plants look more like naked twigs shoved into the ground. He says that 3 years ago, a salesman from Nairobi persuaded him to plant Jatropha and offered to buy the seeds once they bore fruit. He never returned.
He had a big file. And in fact, we talked and he told us how to space. But later, we discovered that the method of planting he had given us was wrong.
In his compound, chickens peck the earth around a lone Jatropha tree. Mulwa planted it a while back and told his wife to throw the dishwater onto it each day. Now it's the only Jatropha shrub that's growing well on his entire farm. Jatropha may not come close to matching the hype. A recent study of 289 farmers by Nairobi-based consultancy Endolevu Energy found yields to be far lower than expected. And so far, there's no market in Kenya for plants that do produce seeds. For now, the farmers of Kibwezi say they're sticking to Jatropha, not necessarily out of hope, but because they've spent lots of money buying the seeds. And they're making so little money anyhow that they can afford to wait and see what happens with the Jatropha in their fields. For NPR News, this is Nick Wadhams in Kibwezi.